We're talking with Scott Yeager, Environmental Counsel for National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Scott, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, latest on WOTUS. I know that right now it seems like the clock's really going to run out on the Obama administration before anything can actually be settled on this in the courts, right?
That's right. And in the courts right now, this litigation is kind of unprecedented with a number of litigants. That there are 32 states suing the EPA and the Army Corps, in addition to all the industry groups and agricultural groups. So right now we're fighting on multiple fronts. We're fighting to keep this case at the district court level, and we're fighting to make sure beyond where the proper venue is that the rule is hashed out before judges that know what they're doing. So the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals about 2 months ago asserted that they have jurisdiction in this case and they're going to start hearing it. So we're going to continue to fight to keep it at the district court level, but at the same time we're preparing to brief the merits of the case at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. And that's going to be happening here this fall going into the winter.
What's the advantage for agriculture if it was at the district court level?
Yep. So the advantage is that we had a court that we believed understood the issues in the Southern District of Texas, a judge that we thought understood the issues on the ground and would have a very objective view of how this rule violated the Administrative Procedure Act and is executive overreach. That's why we had a preferred venue and preferred judge that we thought would understand this issue best for us. When you take it and you put it in the appellate courts, not only does it take it away from where we want to litigate it, it also truncates the process. So that means that only one court is going to be hearing this case instead of many district courts, and then that those issues trickling up through the various courts of appeals up to ultimately the Supreme Court. So it just creates better law to be able to start out at the district court level beyond specific advantages of having the venue and whatnot. It's just a good practice of law in courts.
How do you see the Cincinnati court, assuming it stays there, how is that going to play out?
Assuming it stays there, there's actually some positive benefits of it remaining in the Sixth Circuit. They've suggested that the three of the judges that have spoken to the actual merits of the case have suggested that there are procedural and substantive failures of the rule itself that might potentially get it thrown out. So having that background there, it means that the Sixth Circuit, if we do end up having to fight it there, maybe it's not such a bad thing. Also, the Sixth Circuit is the court that instituted the nationwide stay of the rule. Mm-hmm. And that stay, remains in place today. So the rule is currently not being implemented because of that stay, which means for our members, it's a bit of temporary relief while the courts figure out whether or not the rule is legal or illegal.
What happens if the Cincinnati court says, yeah, we agree with the arguments being advanced by the states, by the industry, they throw it out? I assume EPA and the federal bureaucracy will be able to appeal.
They would appeal it to the Supreme Court. And then the Supreme Court will need to decide whether or not they want to take that case and hear it. Alternatively, if it goes the other way and the Sixth Circuit decides in favor of EPA, we're probably going to appeal that to the Supreme Court and try to get them to hear it. So this thing is going to end up in the Supreme Court one way or another. And this will be the fourth time that the Supreme Court will have heard the WOTUS issue in the past 25 or so years. And hopefully this time they'll get it right. So if you look in the past of each time the Supreme Court's heard this issue, the last time was in 2006 in a case called Rapanos. Mm-hmm. And the decision there was very splintered. It was four judges feeling like the federal jurisdiction was appropriate, four judges strongly feeling that it was overreach, and then we had Justice Kennedy in the middle, who was basically a swing vote. And he created this – or he established this notion of significant nexus, and that was to be used to figure out where Clean Water Act applies and where it doesn't. Good news now is 2 months ago, it was back in March of this year, there was a case called Hawks versus the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And this had to do with something called jurisdictional determination. So it's what the Army Corps uses to figure out if you've got a WOTUS on your land. Mm-hmm. And that case was actually very good for landowners. The Supreme Court came out unanimously in favor of Hawks, which is a peat mining company that Army Corps belief had a wetland on their land, and they did a jurisdictional determination showing that they had a wetland. And Hawks won the case, which means they can litigate that jurisdictional determination, take it out of the hands of the Army Corps and into a judge's hands to figure out whether or not there is water as the U.S. there. Mm-hmm. That's good news. Not only that, Justice Kennedy, who, as I mentioned earlier, was that swing vote in Rapanos, he made some very strong statements in that case about the extensive jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act and kind of set up the fact that he knows about the WOTUS rules out there, it's probably going to come to him. And Schrolling suggesting that he might bat this rule down. So that's a little bit of good news there. Unfortunately, we still have an 8-justice Supreme Court, which is not too helpful because it splits them 4-4 between ideologies. And whoever comes to be the 9th justice is really going to have a big input on decisions in the Supreme Court for a generation or more.
Right. If ultimately, the current ROTUS rule that's been written by EPA to be administered by the Army Corps, if it's thrown out, we go back to the underlying rule. In other words, you go back. Where does that leave landowners?
We're actually under that old rule right now, so it's status quo basically. Right. And important thing to think about too is Supreme Court can do a number of different things. They could say, "Hey, this rule is vacated," like you just suggested, and throw it back and invalidate the rule. That's one option. They could actually go in there and start saying, they could say, "Hey, this is where WOTUS ends. This is where it begins," and the Supreme Court actually insert where they believe federal jurisdiction lies in the Clean Water Act, and that would force the EPA to kind of respect the opinion of the Supreme Court and acquiesce to that rather than them holding all the cards and being able to write out where the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act is. So it can go a number of ways, and it'll be interesting to see what happens here.